I want to preach having a thought. Now, we preached this past Wednesday night on He's Never Let Me Down. And I want to preach tonight out of Psalms 37 is wherein has the Lord let you down? There's a lot of times people feel like that God has let them down. They feel like for whatever reason, wherever it's come to a time in life, something didn't go right, something didn't go the way that we thought it ought to go. But in Psalms chapter 37 tonight, I'm going to read the whole chapter. There's 40 verses to it. I'll let you stand to your feet just one more time, and I'll read fast, okay? Psalms chapter 37, I began to read in verse 1. The Bible says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." Now let me park right here and say something. Notice what the Bible said, "Fret not." And boy, that's living in this day and time, and I mean that in this day, on this Sunday night, fret not. That's what we ought to do. Fret not. Don't worry. Fret means to be worn away at, be agitated by. We fret not. Fret not because thyself of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not, there it is again, thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not. Boy, I could preach on fret not tonight, couldn't I? Amen. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. And the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Thank God for that. He is their strength in time of trouble. Why, that's good. And the Lord shall help them that deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. You be seated tonight. Heavenly Father, help us now and touch us. Save somebody. And all this in Jesus' name we do ask and do pray. Amen. And amen. As I read this, we find the comparison and the contrast and that between the wicked and the righteous. And we find right here in the first parts, and really all through to the middle part, we find that we are told and we are warned of not to fret ourselves of evildoers. We're told not to fret and that about what might happen or what could happen. He says, as a matter of fact, in the very first verse, he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, and neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. As a matter of fact, as you come on down through here in verses 3, 4, 5, and in 7, he tells us to do what? He says, trust in the Lord and do good. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord. He said in verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Verse 7, he says, rest in the Lord. Now notice we do all these things in the Lord. We trust in the Lord, we delight in the Lord, we commit our way in the Lord, and we rest in the Lord. And it's all about Him tonight. Listen, can I tell you tonight that no matter what you're going through, no matter where you're at, and that in life, He's got it under control tonight. Listen, no matter what goes on out in the world, He's got it under control. No matter what goes on in here tonight, He's got it under control tonight. Listen, if you look, I believe it is three different times in this scripture right here that we're told and that to wait on God. If you look, I believe that we find in verses 7, 9, and verse 34, he tells us to wait on God. He said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Well, it's hard to wait on God sometimes, ain't it? It's hard to wait to see God and that move. I believe it is in verse 9. He said, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that who wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Listen, if you go to verse 34, he says, wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt thee. Listen, so waiting, we must wait and act to see God and that move sometimes. But I want to preach tonight, with God being our helper, if I could tonight, looking at verse 25 and verse 28. Verse 25 is a very very familiar scripture, should be. He said, I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Ain't that a wonderful scripture tonight? He said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken. Look down in verse 28. What did he say? For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. Ain't that wonderful tonight? To be forsook means to be left, don't it, tonight? Hey, can I tell you tonight that if you're saved, that He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you. And a lot of times when trouble comes and when problems come, whether they're visible to anybody else or you're the only one that knows about it, when they come, sometimes we feel deserted by God. Have you ever been in trouble and the closeness of God just don't feel like it's there? Let me ask you this. You ever just been in a time of trouble and grace was very evident? I mean, you just knew God was there. I mean, you knew God was there leading the way. I mean, it was just as plain as Israel being led over there in the Old Testament by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And I mean, as they went, listen, they knew God was leading. And when the cloud stopped, they stopped. When the cloud moved, they moved. And sometimes in life, it feels that way. But you know, every now and again, trouble arises. And we don't feel so close to the Lord. The cloud's not there. But I asked us a question tonight. Wherein has the Lord let us down? Can I just go ahead and answer that? He's never let us down. Can I tell you tonight that we're all prone to trouble? Job 14:1, man is born a woman's a few days and full of trouble. Job 5:7 said, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upwards. Listen tonight. Job understood that. Job chapter 2 and verse 10. As his wife comes out there. And I mean everything has went wrong for Job. I mean he's lost his finances. He's lost his family. Listen, he's lost everything. He's lost his health. Now he's fixing to lose his wife. She comes out there and says, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die? You remember what Satan wanted out of Job? He simply wanted Job to curse God to his face, didn't he? And here's what Job said. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips. If you read the book of Job, you'll find that there were times that Job was looking for God. You'll find that in the midst of Job's trouble, and in the midst of Job's problem, and in the midst of Job being at one of the lowest points in his life, he was looking for God and could not find him. I want to look at three things tonight, and wherein has the Lord let you down, or wherein has God left you tonight? Number one, I ask the question, has he ever forsook you? Has God ever left you? In the past, has God ever left you? Some of you are looking at me with a cross-eyed look tonight and shaking your head like this. And said, well, of course God has never left us tonight. Can I tell you tonight that first of all, for you to even think that, you'd have to be saved tonight. You got to know that he resides inside of you tonight. Have you ever come to him in salvation? I'm glad that I come to him in salvation tonight. I'm glad I know him tonight. But let me tell you tonight, the Lord does not leave us. Once we become his, and he is mine, and I'm his, listen, he never leaves us. It may seem like that he's left us, and that he's not going to be any longer making the path and making the way. I take your Bible tonight and go to Job chapter 23. Go to Job 23. I didn't know it was going to look so much at Job tonight. Go to Job chapter 23 tonight. Some of my favorite scripture in the book of Job is right here. In Job chapter 23, I remember the first time that I ever seen this passage of scripture. And I remember preaching it here years ago. And Job chapter 23, look in verse 1. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter, and my stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Job's looking for God, ain't he? Now, what all's happened to Job? You've got a man who loved God, who served God. I mean, the Bible said that he was a just and upright man, one that eschewed evil. He was a righteous man. Listen, he followed God, however, the best that he knew how, and all this fell upon him. And now, in the midst of his trial and his tribulation, he said, if I could just get before God. Now listen, I don't want to talk you into any problems. I think sometimes preachers are guilty of talking people into problems that they really don't have tonight. Listen, if everything's going good for you, that's great. Don't invent any problems to feel like what I'm preaching on tonight. But most of you all have served the Lord long enough to understand and know what I'm saying is true. Whether we want to admit it or not, or whether we want people to understand how we have felt sometimes over the years, we feel like that which kind of weak of us, to think that we feel like God has deserted us. And Job said, if I just knew where I might find him at. You know that there's been times that I've looked up to heaven and I said, God, I know that you've got this thing took care of, and I've laid it in his hand, and let him handle it. And he's handled it. And then there's been times that I've looked up to heaven and said, are you really up there? And boy, what great faith you have, preacher. He knew how I felt. Job said, if I just knew where I could find him at. Verse 4, I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. Job said, if I could just get before him, he wouldn't judge me. He wouldn't plead against me. He would help me if I could get there. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. And then here's what Job said in verse 8. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. Ever been there? Ever been in the midst of trouble that no matter where you turn and where you look, even though you were looking for God and you wanted to find God, you couldn't find him. But Job said in verse 10, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. That is such a wonderful scripture to me. I may not see him, but he sees me. I may not feel him, but he's got me. And he's holding on to me. Job said, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Reckon how long Job stayed in his sickness. I wondered about that. We've taught part of this book in Sunday school downstairs. And I've wondered about how long did Job stay in his sickness. I think Job looked up to heaven and he says, I can't see God. But he understood one thing about God, that God was still watching him. He said, when he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Job said, I've not yet quit serving the Lord. I may not see him. I may not feel him. I may not be able to seem to get a prayer through. But there's one thing I know, that he is still watching me. He still has me. And I am still his. And nothing's going to change that. He cannot, under any circumstance, lose us tonight. I'm always reminded that when the true church went through the persecution from the Roman Catholic Church through the Dark Ages, and when the Waldensians would hide in caves and they would trail them by their blood, and when the Huguenots would hide out, and that's the reason that we have our book tonight, is because of men and women that actually lived in caves and dens of caves and kept this book so that we might have it today. I'm always reminded that even though they went through all that, God was still watching all of it. God still had them. I'm still reminded that when the Roman Catholic Church took believers and tied them to the post and burned them at the stake, that God was still in control and watching every bit of it. He's seen every bit of that was taking place tonight. Listen, he has never left us. He has never forsook us. What did the psalmist say in Psalms chapter 37? He said, he will not forsake me. Ain't that a wonderful thought tonight? Forsake means to leave again. Let's go back to the text scripture. What did he say? Psalms chapter 37. And forsaketh not his saints. Listen, it's not only that he will not forsake us. He cannot forsake us. In John chapter 10, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I'm his. I belong to him tonight. He cannot, under any circumstance, lose me tonight. No matter what happens, no matter the trying times, no matter what goes on, the trouble, the problems, listen, no matter what's happening, I'm still his tonight. Listen, I think a lot of times we get down. And listen, I've been down. Listen, I know what it means to be down. But I know that I'm still his and he's still mine. And that ain't something I just say tonight to say. I know that. Even during trying times, he can be found. We've preached so many years about Daniel. They threw him in the den of lions. He was found. You got Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he was found. They had to go into the fiery furnace, didn't they? But he was found. Daniel had to go in the den of lions, but he was found, wasn't he? Didn't he say the Lord sent an angel and shut him up over here? Hey, wasn't Joseph and that? I mean, he was accused of doing wrong when he done no wrong. And Potiphar put him in prison after his brothers had sold him off because they hated him. And that without cause. And he goes down into the prison. And God blesses him in the prison. And he interprets a dream and thought he was going to get out of prison. And for two more years, he had to stay in prison. And sometimes I wonder if Joseph thought, well, God has forgot me in this place down here. God's forgot me. Imagine to Joseph's delight when they bring him up and he has to go interpret that dream that Pharaoh had. And he interprets that dream. You know, they shave. He, no doubt he was woolly. And he talks about how he had to shave and get cleaned up and all that. And they make him presentable to take him before Pharaoh. And he interprets that dream. And you know what he does? He makes him the second in command. He goes from prison and back to the palace in just a matter of hours. Now, ain't that something tonight? I'm not talking about days and years. I'm talking about in just a matter of hours. He was in prison. And now there's none greater than him than Pharaoh. Whatever Joseph says, it's what's going to happen. Now tell me, there ain't a God in heaven tonight. Trying times. Joshua went through trying times. Moses went through trying to. We find about all the patriarchs and those and their lives so that we can understand that God was always found faithful to them. You feel like God's deserted you because He's not answered your prayers. Have you ever had that happen? Lord, I'm still waiting on you. Still waiting on you. I'm waiting on some right now, and all I keep hearing in the back of my head is, I've got it under control. I've got it under control. But it sure just don't seem like He's got it under control. You ever think God has just, some way, somehow, just not answering your prayers? And you feel forsook. Lord don't care for me anymore. The Lord don't listen to me anymore. Now, listen, if there's some sin in your life, you might need to take care of that. But that's not what I'm preaching on tonight. Listen, the Bible said in 1 John 5, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. Now, do we have confidence in Him tonight? Let me ask you now, church, do we got confidence in the Lord? I'm talking about having confidence in what He can do. I mean just trusting Him and knowing that He can handle it and knowing that He can take care. He said, this is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Praying in the will of God. You ever think that might be why God ain't answering your prayer? You might not be praying in the will of God. And by the way, He probably is answering it. It just probably ain't the answer you're wanting sometimes. You know, God does say no sometimes. Amen? He says no. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. If we get our asking right and get our heart right in the asking, I believe He'll answer us. Amen. I do. But we are to trust. If we go back and we look, what's He say? He tells us to, one of the first things He tells us to do in verse 3 of the text verse is to trust in the Lord. Trust. You know, what Hebrews 11 and 6, he says, without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we got to come praying in faith. I do not believe in the name and claim it. I don't. But I do believe in praying tonight. I do believe in getting down on your knees and asking God to move and asking God to help and say, Lord, we've got this problem right here. We're in a mess right here. I mean, that's why we come and pray tonight, church. I'll be honest with you tonight. I just, as soon as this thing just blow on over and get out of here. One, I'm tired of hearing about it. And two, it could get a little dangerous. Amen. And I just, as soon as the Lord handle it tonight. And I want Him to handle it tonight. But listen, we feel like sometimes as God's people that He ain't hearing our prayers. I mean, it's not that He ain't answering them. It's that He ain't hearing them. You know, if we look in Psalms chapter 40, He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He done what? And He inclined unto me and heard my cry. You know what that word inclined, y'all? Lord, know what the word inclined means. I've said it enough times. That means He bent over. I really believe. The Bible tells us, is it in the book of Hebrews that He ever liveth to make intercession for us? To intercede for us. That means He's listening to us and He's interceding for us to the Heavenly Father. Ain't that amazing tonight? You know, the Bible tells us that there is a throne of what? A throne of grace. Therefore, let's come to the throne of grace that we may find grace and that we may find mercy and grace to help in a time of need. That's why we pray, ain't it? I mean, we pray to thank the Lord. We pray in that to praise the Lord. But we also pray because there's some needs tonight. Wherein has the Lord failed you? Has He not answered your prayers? I'm still waiting on Him to answer some. But has He ever failed? Let me ask you tonight. The Lord's never left us. I'm going to tell you tonight, He will answer your prayer. I've had too many answered to know better. I mean, I've had too many. Mark, stand up here tonight. I've prayed too much and seen Him move too much. I know for a fact He answers prayers. Number three, He has never failed to do what He said He'd do. Me and you have failed to keep our word over the years. May not have meant to fail, but we have. Whether it was by accident or whether something else come up and we couldn't do what we said we were going to do. But can I tell you tonight that whatever God said He was going to do, that He's going to do tonight. 2 Corinthians 1:20 said, "For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God. By us," He said, they are in Him, amen." That's the truth tonight. You can depend on God's word. Look in 1 Kings chapter 8 tonight. Look at what He has to say. 1 Kings 8. You know how I know I'm saved, why I'm going here tonight in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 56? You know one reason I know I'm saved is because that book says so. When you can't feel Him and you can't get the heavenly goosebumps and He don't squeeze on your heart and you can't get a tear shed. And you're just wondering about things. Hey, listen, He said if you come to Him and you ask Him to save you, He would do that. Do you think it's that? Do I believe in easy believism? No, I don't believe in easy believism. I do believe that God has to knock on your heart. But I believe that if there is a drawing power that comes. And when that drawing power comes and you move, I believe He'll save. Amen. There wasn't nobody talked me into going to the altar the night that I got saved. I was standing back there by myself. I ain't never forgot that. How He works. 1 Kings 8, look in verse 56. I'm talking about He's never failed to do what He said He's going to do. Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto His people Israel, according to all that He had promised. All that He promised. There hath not failed one word of all His good promise, which He promised by the hand of Moses, His servant. The Lord our God be with us as He was with our fathers. Let Him not leave us nor forsake us, that He may incline our hearts unto Him to walk in all His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, which He commanded our fathers. And let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that He might maintain the cause of His servant and the cause of His people Israel at all times as the matter shall require. That all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. Me and you can trust Him tonight. Nothing failed. I was reading that and I thought of a story that was told to me the other day. There was a preacher preaching out of the book of Genesis. And he was preaching out of the spot over there where God made female, male and female, you know it says, and God made male and female, made He them, and created He them, and all that. And while he was reading, then he got over there talking about that God made woman. And when he flipped his page right there, some pages stuck together. And he ended up over there to where the ark was being made. And where God made woman, 300 cubits high, 200 cubits wide. And he said, boy, if it wasn't in the Bible, I don't know if I'd believe it or not. But it is, so I do. Amen. Hey, listen tonight. That's the way we ought to be tonight. If it's, you know, Sam Jones, that fiery Methodist evangelist, they hated him while he was around after he died. They loved him, you know. He said, if that book said that Jonah swallowed the whale, I'd believe it. Might be hard to believe, but I'd believe it too. Amen. He'd have to swallow him a piece at a time, wouldn't he? Listen tonight. Me and you can trust the promise of God tonight. When it said over in the text verse, in verse 28, when it said, He and forsaketh not His saints, He's not going to forsake us. He's not going to leave us. He's going to keep Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Is that not what He done to us? Did He not redeem us and buy us and that by the blood of the Lamb of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? He said, I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Hey, I'm His tonight and I'm kept by Him. He says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And when through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Neither shall flame kill upon thee. I praise God tonight. No matter what comes our way, hey, He's with us. He's got us. I can trust that. I believe that, and I'm holding on to God's word tonight because it's true. Amen. Thank God for that. He never promised us that things was always going to be good. Notice what it said right here. Notice what it said. When thou passest through the waters, through the rivers, when thou walkest through the fire, and when the flames kindled upon thee, they're always going to be good. But He said they'll never overtake thee. He said they'll never get you. I've always got you. I've held on to this verse for a long time. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. For His anger endureth but for a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Whew. Ain't you glad that finally night ceases, the sun rises, and joy comes. There was a fellow that I heard, he was dealing with depression. Seems like he dealt with depression for about 5 years. And he said, just one morning, one day, I got up and heard the birds singing. Just, it's over with. We never know what we're going to have to face. And it may seem like that we're facing it alone. But we are not facing it alone. He said, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not His saints. David said, verse 25, I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He said, listen, I've been a young man and I'm an old man. And I'm just a young old man right now. I'm not near as young as I used to be, and I can feel it. My mother-in-law brought some pictures tonight of when me and Kelly was first dating. And boy, I was a lot younger back then. And a whole lot thinner. And had a whole lot more hair. And I wish I could look like that feller again. You know, I really do. Everything on me, you know, everything's on me is thinner except my belly tonight. I mean, my mustache is thinner, my hair is thinner. But you know what David said? I've been young, and now I'm old. He said, you know what? I've sat and I've watched God all these years. I've watched the Lord. That's what he's saying. He said, I've watched the Lord all these years. And he said, out of all these years, he said, I've never seen God forsake the righteous. He said, I've never seen Him leave. Can I tell you tonight, if you're saved, that's us. We're the righteous tonight. We're the saved. We're the kept. You may feel that way tonight, that God has left you and forsook you, or that He's nowhere around. But I'm going to tell you, He's still watching you tonight. Let's bow our heads tonight across the house. There's a little music there, Jacob. If you need to come pray, I encourage you to come pray tonight. If you feel like the Lord has forsook you, left you, listen, I want you to know that God ain't done that. Listen, He ain't left you. He ain't left me. Listen, you may not have any idea what I'm talking about tonight. I was reminded of what Brother Ricker said one time. He said, my life was like Job without being saved until I got saved. He said, everywhere I turned, it was trouble and problems. And when he got saved, God handled that. But I'm going to tell you tonight, even God's people has trouble. And God's people has problems. Satan's out to get you tonight. So if you need to come and bring him your burdens, I wish you would tonight. You listen, it'd be so much better if you would tonight. If you've never been saved, from your heart you've never trusted Jesus and asked him to save you, he wants to save you tonight. Oh, he wants to save you. Jesus died for you and died for me so that we could get saved. If you need to come, why don't you come?